I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The countdown has begun for the expulsion of New Tribes Mission from the areas where they're working in Venezuela. Prior to the order, President Hugo Chavez, in a public speech, accused the agency of destroying Indian cultures and of spying. New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenak says it's not as bad as it sounds.
This order only requires that the missionaries leave indigenous areas. At least for now, we're still in the country, and we have 90 days both for the missionaries to be able to continue ministering and also 90 days to appeal the order.
Zelenak urges prayer. Next, radical Hindu extremists threaten to kill more than 60 new believers in North India if they don't reconvert to Hinduism. According to Gospel for Asia, this group says they'll conduct a ritual on November 20th to forcefully reconvert the Christians back to Hinduism. The pastor, a GFA native missionary, is asking for help. With the deadline nearing, he's urging prayer for protection and that God will turn back any violence. Pray also for their attackers, that their hearts will soften and that God would work a miracle in their lives. And with the reports of international church growth, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they're busier than ever. He says they're critically low on their inventory of Bibles.
We have a few Bibles, several dozen Bibles on our shelves for the missionaries who visit our facility. Other than that, we are running very low to supply the needs of our individual requests from people and pastors overseas.
CRI also works to provide pastoral libraries, medical books, music, and children's materials for church ministry elsewhere. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.